I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Floyd is in Detroit and is next on 97.1. Hello, Floyd.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Floyd?
You know, guys, I'm thoroughly convinced the Pistons don't need to do anything but re-sign Beasley. They've got the best defense in the league right now, in that they've got the only person that can cover Brunson in the league as Thompson.
So the defense
is ferocious.
But
they pick up Beasley. Think about this. They got three outstanding three-point scorers, Robinson, Beasley, and Green, to spread the defense. Then they can put Harris in a position to post smaller folks.
Okay, in theory, sure. You know, he's still under investigation for the gambling probe. He hasn't been cleared to talk to anyone. He currently doesn't have an agent. Trajan Langdon hasn't spoken to him directly. It sounds like this it can't even be on the radar yet. If and when it happens, he went on a podcast recently. I want to give credit where credit is due.
Beasley?
Yeah, and somebody asked him which team he'd play for, and he said all 30 of them.
An edge over other teams, right?
Well, they do, yeah. But none of it matters unless he gets cleared, right? I mean, he's got the investigation has to come to an end, and he has to be cleared in that investigation. If and when that happens. Yes, I do think the Pistons should be involved, and yeah, they have the bird rights to them, so they would have the one up on everybody. But he hasn't been cleared.
They can sign in really cheaply too.
They could, but he hasn't been cleared.
Other moves with the team.
Right, yeah. But he hasn't been cleared, so it's
all right. You guys have been asking for it. I'm going to do it.
Okay,
I will shoot the boot guarantee if Malik Beasley ever plays for the Detroit Pistons ever again. I'm so sick of this call and these texts that come in. Oh, it is not happening. Fetch is not happening, people. Okay? He's under investigation. Trajan Langdon has been asked multiple times about the connection with Beasley, and every time he shoots it down. The most recent one saying, I haven't even spoken to his camp. I don't think he has an agent. Malik Beasley will play for any team in the NBA that would have him. Trust me. He was begging to be back in the league. He was playing in Bad Bunny's league like 2 months ago.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Nothing against Malik Beasley, but it is not happening. The Pistons have moved on. The fans need to move on. End of story. I will shoot the boot. There it is.
Kang, if Malik Beasley ever is he ever if he ever signs or
with
if he ever
Detroit
plays,
Pistons.
I think you said plays, but
yeah, whatever.
Okay,
if
he signs with the Pistons, Kang will shoot the boot. He guarantees he will not.
I think that's a little bit strong.
It's well done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's well done,
right.
Kang. You've kind of the thing about the shoot the boot guarantee. It's got to be something that could happen, but you just you're slamming the door.
He is so fed up with that call.
It can happen in this business, people. Someday, when you have your talk show and you keep getting the same call over and over and over with the same complaint, and the message that you might have is not getting through or whatever, you can get fed up.
And
Kang. Sitting behind the glass, you've had enough of the Malik Beasley.
We all have our things, right? Yeah, Doug, you have yours. Yep, Gator, you have yours. This is mine.
And I got
a list of them.
Here's the one. You know, it's been a while since we recapped it. We recapped the list. I don't know if it means we should do it again. But Kang, the other thing that Kang is subject to is the constant parade of texts. Kang sifts through the texts.
We get Beasley texts every day almost when we talk Pistons.
Really?
Yep.
Fascinating.
So if he got cleared tomorrow by the NBA, would you be fearful?
Nope.
Okay. You really think they have moved on? That's strong.
It's done. It's over. It's okay.
I'm mad at you.
Okay.
Look at you. Well done, my friend.
You know what the funny thing is, too? Like, he was really good during the regular season for the Pistons.
Yep.
People completely forget the playoffs.
He struggled. It was funny because when people were worried about Duncan, I said, well, Duncan can't be much worse than Beasley was last year in the postseason.
And literally the last thing that Beasley did as a Piston was turn over the ball when Kate Cunningham gave him a wide-open shot for a three.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to some Tiger stuff, as we promised. Dude. I love that they're winning again, right? And last night they did it behind great pitching from Framber and a barrage of two out hits. And now they're 10 games below 500, which is the high watermark or low watermark for a playoff team, I guess I should say. Because I think right now the last wild card team is still at 500, although it keeps rotating who that is. Last time I looked, it was the Athletics. It is now Toronto.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's just is what it is. Five back of the wild card. Keep winning games, and you know, I was watching the game last night, and this is what I was telling myself. If I were AJ Hinchin, what I would tell the team in a team meeting: we can't worry about what Toronto or Oakland does, or what Cleveland and the White Sox do. We can't worry about any of that. What we can worry about is what we do. We have to win our games. The other stuff will sort itself out. If we're a good enough baseball team, we'll be in the playoffs. But we have to keep playing that way. So don't keep tabs. You and I in the media, we can keep tabs and let people know, hey, it's still five games out of the wild card, 6.5 out in the division. They've improved to 10 games below 500, which still sucks overall. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad. You know, they mentioned last night in the telecast, that look, that Cleveland was, 14.5 games out in the second half of the season and came on like gangbusters and the Tigers collapsed. You never know what's going to happen. This team right now, they're playing great baseball. Winners of four in a row to start this homestand. Just keep chugging away. I don't expect them to go 10-0 in the homestand, but if they go 7-3, 8-2 on this homestand, that's pretty good baseball, and you start to get excited about that, particularly when you're off to a 4-0 start now. Keep it going and find yourself in a position where you get to the All-Star break and you're five games below 500. See what the landscape looks like then in the American League.
So we can all, and everybody does this, you do the math in your head and you look at the schedule and et cetera, and what we need is more good teams on the schedule, because that's when the Tigers win, is when they play good teams. It's the weirdest, this is the strangest dual split personality team ever. When you're playing a series you think they should clean up, they don't, and then here comes a first place White Sox team, Tigers sweep them. Here come the Yankees, Tigers win the first game. They won series against Seattle and Tampa recently. Like, what the hell is going on with these guys? And what is starting to go on is some guys at the top correcting and some guys at the bottom of the order correcting too. We don't have huge expectations for some of the, you getting cold in here?
Yeah, so like, what just happened?
Yeah, the air conditioning just kicked on. But the guys 6-9 in the order, McKinstry's starting to perk up a little bit. Howie Lee's got back-to-back games with hits and had that almost awesome leg-out bunt single last night. And then the bullpen, like Will Vest was going to get the job done against, if Aaron Judge came to the plate three times. He would have struck out Ohtani last night. Will Vest went out there unhittable. And then suddenly the round mound of strike zone pound, Drew Sommers, hasn't given up a run yet. Like, this guy has been great for them.
A couple of hits last night, but yeah.
How many appearances?
He's only pitched like seven innings, a ball, but yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 appearances. 10 appearances, sorry. And he hasn't given up an earned run yet. He's given up four hits. Last night, he gave up hit 3-4. and what's going on here? Because the bullpen, I looked up their numbers are comparatively to the rest of the league. Mm-hmm. They've slowly worked their way from statistically abysmal to middle of the pack in terms of, you know, ERA, walks and hits per innings pitched.
And the starting has been as good as any starting unit in baseball over the last, you know, 6 weeks, basically.
They have got some characteristics of a damn good baseball team that isn't winning nearly enough this season. But seasons are so long, and we keep saying it. They are so stinking long.
They are, and yet I wonder if things are afoot with this Tiger team.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
So this was announced.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 20 minutes ago, the Erie Seawolves, that's their AA affiliate, by the way, where Jack Flaherty is going to pitch a rehab start tonight. Mm-hmm. the Erie Seawolves have announced that they are adding a couple players to the roster. Players are starting to matriculate, and other players are moving on from Erie to Toledo. And these are the players I'm looking at. Infielder John Peck and outfielder Brett Callahan have both been transferred from AA to AAA. Brett Callahan's been killing the ball at AA ball, and John Peck has just been fantastic for them as well. So you're moving guys up to the AAA level. There's going to have to be some sort of corresponding move, I guess, that's going to happen with Toledo. Does that mean that something is afoot with the big club? That are they finally going to say, okay, it's time to promote, say, Corey Jolks, as I suggested. Is it time to promote Corey Jolks and say enough of the Jemai Jones experience, and there you go, and they've already got the replacement because here comes Brett Callahan, the outfielder, to come take his place? Or, you know, some other move that happens with John Peck, the infielder, moving up, does that mean that Jace Young gets a chance to come back to the Tigers and play a role there? I just think it's interesting to look at that and see that that's happened. Now, maybe this is just easily explained that, hey, Trey Cruz was picked off the roster and they need to add somebody there. I'm not sure, but I just wonder if things
somebody
are afoot.
Somebody down there could be banged up.
Yeah, I just wonder if things are afoot here.
Could be. It's interesting you didn't I was getting ready for you to mention a Max.
I didn't say a Max, nope. But because I still think for Max Clark, it's going to have to be an everyday thing for him. They're not just going to bring him up to bring him up.
Max Anderson's homered in back-to-back games down there.
He started to perk up a little bit because for a while there, he was not doing all that well, and his OPS had dropped well below 800. We'll see where he ends up there. But Callahan and Peck are two guys I followed that had done an outstanding job at AA Erie. So good to see those guys getting an opportunity now at AAA.
248-539-9797. We'd love to get the feel for what the fans are thinking about this team and where are you at with them? Like, what? They refuse to take themselves out of the consciousness of the Detroit sports fan. They flirt with it. You get ready, say bye-bye, and break off the relationship. You know, we are on a break. and what do? They go out and they win four in a row. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.